Welcome to the ADHD Support Australia online digital parenting program with me, your coach, Vivian Dunstan. Congratulations on taking this first step towards healthy digital habits for you and your family. This short introductory video will give you an overview of what to expect from the next few weeks. This includes some background about me and my why for developing this course, something you'll explore for yourself in the coming weeks. An overview of the goals and structure of the digital parenting program and the course outline for the next few weeks. We'll also cover some practical information and ground rules, and then you can jump into the content.
Hi, I'm Vivian Dunstan, founder and organiser of ADHD Support Australia. I created this organisation back in 2013 when my daughter was diagnosed with ADHD. So I've been the parent of a child, an adolescent, and now a young adult with ADHD. I've got a diagnosis of ADHD myself, which I only received a few years ago. I'm an ADCA-trained ADHD coach, a certified peers, teens, and young adult social skills coach, and an ADHD parenting expert. I have a master's of primary teaching, but I'm a non-practicing teacher. I've facilitated over 135 expert speaker talks and created the ADHD Support Australia website, which is a one-stop hub to achieve my mission of helping as many people with ADHD and their families as possible to find the answers and solutions they're looking for. My mission with ADHD Support Australia has always been to support and empower people to live their best life with ADHD. With every speaker night, course, and resource we develop, we're seeking to build a thriving online community with support, guidance, and information at whatever stage you're at, whatever your circumstances, and wherever you are in the world. I'll be your coach for this course. That means that not only will you hear me on these videos, but that I'll be walking side by side with you through each step of the process that we outline. You can ask me questions and share your concerns and successes. I may not always have the answers, but I will always endeavour to find out and seek to create a safe space for shared problem solving and emotional support. Please remember, I'm not a doctor, psychologist, psychiatrist, or an addiction specialist. If your young person has what you think is a full-blown addiction to technology, I encourage you to seek professional assistance from a mental health professional or addiction specialist alongside this program, as you would for any other substance abuse addiction. I'll provide some resources as we work through this course. So why do I want to talk about digital parenting? Well, because overuse of technology and screen addiction is the number one issue I've encountered through all the programs I run at ADHD Support Australia. As an ADHD parenting expert, screen use is the number one problem I see people struggling with, both parents and young people alike. It's the key reason parents identify as causing unwanted or aggressive behaviors, meltdowns, tantrums, and family conflict. Again, through my peer social skills program, I see teens and young adults who are finding it challenging to find their place socially. They're searching for social connections and they're often looking online to find them. But unfortunately, stepping further away from the real world serves to further disconnect them. It moves them further away from real life pursuits and activities, and they sadly find themselves less socially connected than ever. For parents, screens are often the major currency to use as a reward, more screen time, or a consequence, removing screen time for their young people. They tell me that it's the only thing that motivates their young person. I appreciate how parents wrestle with the dilemma of feeling loath to take away what appears the only activity their young person finds pleasure in, whilst knowing in their heart that their young person isn't reaching their potential and living their best life alone in their room in a virtual world with that divide continuing to widen. I also have my own experiences with the impact of screens. I see the impact on my daughter's mental health, particularly my younger daughter with ADHD. When she feels anxious, she's glued to her phone, viewing things that make her feel more insecure on social media, staying up late, feeling tired and incapacitated the next day. It becomes a vicious cycle. Her sleep, her physical health are all affected. When I suggest she's spending too much time on her phone, she says, "Well, you're always on it." And it's true. Our children mirror our behaviors. I run my entire organization online, which means more often than not, I'm attached to my laptop. It keeps me up late, impacts my posture, and often my brain feels like it's overflowing with information. and yet not knowing how to disconnect. So bearing witness to this over the years, it makes me so sad for our families and young people. So I recently decided to delve deeper into this topic. I became more educated and informed by becoming a certified tech addiction and digital health educator through the National Institute of Digital Health and Wellness in the US. I realized if I truly wanted to help parents, families, and young people fully thrive, that what was needed was both education and the support to implement solutions to what is an extremely challenging endeavor to achieve freedom from the overuse of screens and devices. So that's me. I welcome you to the course. Now I want to know about you. If you feel comfortable, please head over to the Facebook group and give a brief introduction of yourself before our first Zoom call. You can put photos up of your family if you like, so we can all get to know each other a little bit better, but you don't have to share anything more than you feel comfortable with. You could include a few sentences about who you are, where you are, who your child or children are, their ages, what type of screens they're using, what problems you're seeing, and what stage you're at with all of this. We'll also have time for some introductions in our first Zoom call. So I'm really looking forward to meeting you then. That's it from me for now. See you on the other side.
Our program goals. The goal of this program is to increase your understanding of how screen use can impact the mental and physical well-being of your young person, to provide effective strategies to enable you to work together with your young person and other family members to establish healthier digital habits, to discover the right balance between the use of beneficial technology and the removal of more problematic technology to benefit your young person the most. The course is designed for parents of all young people, whether they have a diagnosis of ADHD or not. Screen time issues affect all of us, but be aware that those with ADHD and autism are more at risk for overuse in screens and its negative effects. More than anything, I want to help you to visualize a future where more young people are spending time in the real world, having real social connections, and living a healthy, happy, productive, and fulfilled life with less conflict and more peace in your home. I want your young person to have more time to focus on their real world life, their passions, hobbies, and friends. I want them to be better able to concentrate on the tasks at hand, be more productive and creative, and stay on track with their goals. What to expect? We're embarking on a 12-week journey to improve your family's digital habits and boundaries. In Module 1, we'll be looking at the why. This means a deep dive into the science and research to understand more about how screens affect your young person's brain. This is really crucial to finding sufficient inspiration, motivation, and incentive to complete the program. Even if you already feel that screens negatively impact on your young person's well-being, I still recommend working through this deep dive into the why. In Module 2, we'll be preparing for the digital reset. After all, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. We can't just take something away without replacing it with something else and having an alternative. We need to have everything in place prior to starting, and this week will help you through this crucial phase. We'll also look at where we're currently at so we can measure how far things have changed at the end of the 3-week digital reset. In modules 3 to 5, we'll start and complete a 3-week digital reset to help reset your young person's brain and to start to create new habits. Throughout those weeks, we'll be providing you with further resources and encouragement to get you through to the other side and maintain momentum. By module 6, you'll have successfully completed a 3-week digital reset. Congratulations! At that stage, we'll be checking in with where you're at. We'll see how things have improved for you, your young person, and your family. We'll quantify your progress and explore what's still an issue. We'll look at what else you may need to do, including whether you need to continue for another week or longer, or whether you can safely start to bring some technology back into your young person's life. You'll be working out what to add back and what to keep out, what's worked, what hasn't, and you'll have a far greater idea of how to maintain digital healthy habits moving forward. I'm happy that you're joining me on this transformative journey and giving your young person a chance to really start thriving, living their best life, and moving towards their potential. So let's take that first step. how to use this course. You'll also find this information in text form in this lesson, and any links I refer to will be available there. Watch the videos. When you're enrolled in the program, you immediately gained access to a selection of video content that provides you with the foundational information and tools to get your digital parenting on track. Each module is broken down into manageable chunks. You can listen in one sitting or gradually throughout the week or at your own convenience, but you want to be able to have covered the content and completed the activities in weeks 1 to 3 by the time we do our first Zoom call, to be prepared and to get the most out of the calls. If you haven't done everything, that's okay. Don't avoid coming to the call for that reason. Attend the call for further support and motivation. It will likely take you around an hour or so to listen to each module's content. Choose between watching it as a video or listening on the go as an audio if you're short on time. While all the content will be there for you to catch up on or revise at any time, it is important that you try your best to stay on top of the videos so that you get the most out of each group Zoom session. If you don't get to the content before the Zoom call, don't worry, it'll still be there for you to catch up on later, but it's important that you try your best. Complete the workshop, worksheets and activities. To accompany the videos and help you to apply your new knowledge, there'll be activities to complete with each module in advance of our group sessions. The worksheets and activities accompanying each module can be read or used online or downloaded and printed off. And connect with others. We'll meet as a group via Zoom regularly throughout the program to share our reflections, our wins, and work through the challenges we've faced. We'll plan together for moving forward, lend a listening ear, and offer support. A private Facebook group exclusive to this program has been created. You can find instructions on how to join in the next section. This is where I'll add additional links, resources, articles, and we can generate further discussions and support. This Facebook group will accumulate past participants of this program and will grow to become a larger Brains Trust over time. You'll receive the details of the recurring Zoom sessions in your welcome email. Add this to your personal calendars and set reminders in a way that works for you. I'll also post the invitation in the Facebook group and send email reminders. You don't necessarily have to have downloaded the Zoom app to your device in order to join the call. Just click the link. However, it may be easier if you do already have the app, and if you haven't used Zoom before, please make sure you leave plenty of time to make sure it's working ahead of our call. You can access a link with instructions to do so in the text document I mentioned for this lesson. Regarding emails, please don't choose to opt out of emails in Teachable. If you do, any additional emails that may be important which I send through Teachable won't arrive. If you have opted out, don't worry, you can go into your Teachable settings and change it back to opt into emails. I recommend that you buy a notebook to keep notes, record your reflections and track changes in your and your young person's behaviours over time. A wall calendar or something similar will also be a useful tool as we get to the planning stages, although there are worksheets available in the course available for this purpose. As I'm sure you know, getting young people to change behaviours, especially strongly formed habits like screen time, can be difficult. At times, you'll be disappointed, sometimes you'll experience conflict. You will all be experiencing some change and some challenges. This means it's incredibly important that we respect some ground rules for one another. We must always respect each other's opinions and values, support one another, show compassion and empathy for each other's circumstances, and agree to complete confidentiality. So what's said in this course stays in this course. Do not repeat what others have said outside of the course. In the spirit of creating a safe space to share our experiences, you'll be asked to complete a one-question confidentiality agreement before beginning this program. With that said, I'm so looking forward to welcoming you to the program in our first group Zoom session. Please feel free to reach out in advance with any questions about the structure or content of the course, and if you have any issues in accessing any of the resources. See you on call 1. I can't wait to meet you all.